Okay, well, welcome everyone to the Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this week, let me tell you, you guys are in for an amazing, amazing treat. We have two dynamic couples. They're START members. In fact, that one of these gentlemen that are joining us is the youngest, mark my words, youngest six-figure money earner in Isagenics, only 21 years old. And let me tell you, he's crushing it. We're talking about a six-figure income. And for those of you that might not be aware of what that is, it means he makes over $100,000 a year, whether he gets out of bed or not, which is pretty cool. We have some other dynamic individuals. We have Josh's partner, Sarah, who actually gave up her law career, correct?
No, I was designer.
Oh, I'm thinking of Adam's girlfriend, Bianca. But we have Sarah that's jumped in with both feet into Isagenics. You'll find out why. Together, they have created an amazing, amazing business and a lifestyle that so many of us, regardless of age, dream to have. And then we have this other dynamic couple, Morgan and Cameron. Morgan met Cameron in Australia. Morgan's originally from the US, and now at the tender young age of just 24 years old, they're sort of traveling the world and going, where do we want to live? And currently they're living about 6 hours south of Acapulco, Mexico. They're in Puerto Escondido. And to put it into perspective, Morgan has gone 4-star. And when you look at 4-star income, you're looking at about $16,000 to $30,000 a month. His girlfriend, Cameron, has only been in the business 6 months, and she's gone 2-star, which, to put it in perspective, is earning roughly around $5,000, $6,000 a month, and they've just got this amazing lifestyle. It's sort of like, where do we want to go next? And we'll set up shop, and we'll meet people, enroll people. So we're just going to have a ton of fun this evening, and I want to welcome all our guests to this pretty amazing call with these dynamic couples. So with that, let's start with this question, guys. What got you interested in Isagenics in the first place? And I'll toss it to you, Josh.
Perfect. Well, thanks for the intro, Warren. So initially, I got started in Isagenics, as most people do, purely for the health results. I was tired, overweight, and I was flying helicopters, which required a whole lot of mental clarity, of which I had none. So my best friend Adam, who was sitting next to me at the time, said, "Hey man, I can see you struggling with your weight. I can see you struggling with your energy. I might have something that might be able to help you." And I was like, sweet, I'll give it a go. Gave it a go for 30 days and I got my energy back. I got my health back. I lost 7 kgs, which is about 14 pounds in my first 30 days. And initially that's just all it was just a real easy and very simple way to get my energy and my health back. So that's what initially got me started.
Okay. And your results were just better energy. You've dropped 14 pounds. You're feeling amazing.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. How about you, Sarah? What got you interested in Isagenics and what were your initial results?
So I was a bit like Josh. I got started for the health results. I was feeling like I was just really underconfident. I didn't find a system that worked for me long term. I was a yo-yo dieter, so I put on weight, I lost weight, I put on weight, and I just saw a Facebook post and I was like really, really keen to give it a go because the girl looked super happy and her story really resonated with me. And once I found out that it was Isagenics, I heard of it in the past and I knew it was a network marketing company. And when I found out that nutritional cleansing was Isagenics, I got really excited because I knew network marketing was the way of the future. I'd never ever seen another business model, another industry that could give me whatever I wanted and give me complete time freedom. So I was so excited to start the products and I released 13 kilos. So that's about 26 pounds on the program in about 4 to 5 months, and I was just so stoked. I was like high on life, absolutely loving it, and met Josh at a launch party, so I'm real happy about that.
Now, again, how long ago was that?
I started 2 years ago.
And I started 3 years ago.
3 years ago, so you were 18. So we're going to come back to the question, because I've heard it over and over again. You know, young people don't have money, but clearly people didn't approach you about the business and get you jazzed on that. It was about health results, and somebody said something so powerful that it caused you to actually be willing to invest. So I want to come back to the money point, but let's see what Morgan and Cameron have to say. How about you, Morgan? What got you interested in Isagenics in the first place? And I can see you just got off the beach surfing. I mean, you have no shirt on. This guy's hanging out in Mexico, and this is work. I mean, how crazy is that? Love it.
Thank you, Wazza. And everybody, I'm from Australia, not US originally. So get used to the accent for the next hour. What first got me interested in Isagenics was I was an apprentice carpenter working long weeks and getting absolutely like no money in return. And I just saw one of my friends, Reese Drake, he was very successful with money. He had like a lot of property. He was just smart with when he done things. And I saw him doing something where he was making a bit of extra money while he was traveling. And I knew two things. I knew that he was in a position that I wanted to be in, and I was in a position that I didn't want to be in. So I reached out to him with an open mind as to what he was doing. And he showed me Isagenics. And keep in mind, I said I was a carpenter, so I was very like angry. I hated people. I worked on building sites with negative people. I drank a lot. Like I would say, a 21-year-old alcoholic. I don't think that makes sense, but I drank a lot every single day, and that was my lifestyle. So when he showed me these protein shakes, I was like, nah, that protein shakes aren't for me. I don't want to really do that. Even though I was kickboxing at the time, but I wasn't a protein shake guy. I wasn't into And a couple of weeks went by, and I hit him up again. I said, show us a little bit more about this. And he showed me how much it was and everything. And like you were saying, Warren, like a lot of young people struggle to find the money. But if you want something bad enough, you got to do whatever you need to do to get the money. And I quit my job as an apprentice, and I actually lied to the next employer, and I told him that I was qualified, so he'd pay me a qualified wage. So then I worked for a couple of weeks, got a little bit more money enough to save up and pay for my products. And then since then, once I saw what Isagenics was all about with the health side of things, I just went on my own self-development journey for at least a year. I got insanely healthy. I got a lot of energy. I was sleeping better. And I put on a lot of muscle. I put on 10 kilos of muscle, so about 23 pounds of muscle in my first few months. So I was wrapped about that, and just found a new zest for life. Just really plugged into the Isagenics culture, getting up early on weekends, hanging around different people, and just become really, really happy. It was awesome.
Okay, so for you, it was looking at someone that you saw as successful. They seemed to be making good money, and when you questioned them how they were doing it, it was through network marketing. And some of our listeners may not understand even what network marketing is. And I'll just quickly share. Network marketing is a way of moving products from the manufacturer to the end consumer. It's part of the evolved economy. It's almost, if you think of eBay or you think of Amazon, they've cut out all the middlemen. You go online, you order the product, it shows up on your doorstep. And in essence, that's what we're doing. Now, network marketing, the leverage point of network marketing is it's word of mouth referrals. We get paid, I get paid, you get paid for sharing products, whatever the products may be, with other individuals. And many of you guys, I'm sure, have heard of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he wrote this book, The Business for the 21st Century. And in this book, he will tell you that if you join a good network marketing company, are prepared to invest 5 years of your life in addition to whatever your full-time job is, right? So an extra 10 hours a week type thing, that 5 years from now, if you're consistent, you can replace your income. That the network marketing business can afford you the lifestyle that Morgan and Cameron are experiencing right now, Josh and Sarah are experiencing, that they can travel around the globe, experience life, live it to the fullest. I mean, Sarah and Josh and I were just in the UK together. I headed off, I think where did I head off to that, Hong Kong and Taiwan, and they took off to Greece. I mean, it's just like we bump into each other all over the globe. The globe's our playground. So network marketing is just a way to move products from the manufacturer to the end consumer. And what we get done is we're the marketing arm of the company and we get paid for opening our mouth and sharing. So thank you so much for that. It's pretty cool. And we'll touch on the other aspect of network marketing is the concept of residual income, because Josh is going to tell you about an activity that he did a year and a half ago, and he's still getting paid for it a year and a half later. It's like you, Alex, I know you're one of the most successful student works painters in North America. And wouldn't you like one of your paint jobs that you did a year and a half ago to still be paying you month after month after month after month, and will continue to pay you maybe in the next 10 or 20 years? That's what we're talking about. Super exciting. So let's continue. How about you, Cameron? What got you excited or interested in Isagenix in the first place?
Hey guys, I'm Cameron. So I initially started Isagenix for the energy and performance side of it. Before Isagenix, I was a professional fitness competitor. So I was training for Miss Bikini Australia. I was introduced to Isagenix in Australia, living over there for 2 years. I was training for that, training for Miss Bikini America. And then afterwards, I was just so burnt out. I knew all my friends who did Isagenix always had a bunch of energy, and I could not get that energy that I needed because I was just training so hard. So I reached out and I was just like, I need more energy. I know Morgan and Reese are always bouncing off the walls. So that's when I went on the products, and I initially did that so I could have more energy training for Miss Bikini Universe. And after taking the products, like, my energy was out the roof. I didn't have to train as hard as I was. And I was training like 6-7 days a week, 2 to 3 hours a day. Like, I'm talking, I cut it in half to like 3-4 days a week, an hour a day. I could sleep a whole lot better. I wasn't aching like I used to. And it was just like all around just made my experience training just so much easier and so much more enjoyable than when I was before the products. And I got super, super excited whenever Morgan took me to my first event back in Australia, the Australian Celebration. And when I was exposed to culture, that was the absolute game changer for me. Just seeing so many uplifting, positive, motivating, inspiring people got me really fired up to start the business side of it. So once I got that fire, it was immediate. Like, I'm going in this wholeheartedly and there's just no stopping because I know it can be so incredible. And now I'm building it with Morgan down in Mexico. And I'm just on fire. And like, I just think there's so many more people that could just take this and start running. And it's the biggest blessing that I've ever had.
Wow. Wow. So, I mean, really, if we look at this, and again, I want to keep everything in perspective. 3 out of the 4 of you started because of the product. 1 was about the business. So a lot of times our mindset is, we got to go after people that just want it for the business. And again, my experience on the Take Action team, we have 25 millionaires. Predominantly 19 of them came in for the product and 6 were network marketers who came in for the business. So just, again, we want to keep things in perspective for those of you that are going to be watching and learning from this. So first question I really want to get into is belief. I know one of you were chatting earlier that so many of us will have like a limiting belief versus a belief that, you know what, I can do this. So who wants to jump out and take that? I think that was you, Morgan.
Okay. I think we could all definitely touch a bit on that. Limiting belief, it's, I don't even really know what I wanted to say here. So pretty much what's taken Cameron 6 months to do, it took me 2 to 2.5 years to do. Because Isogenics give us so many amazing incentives to hit ranks along the way. And the rank of Crystal Executive, they give you 6 months to make $1,000 bonus if you do it in 6 months. And a lot of people, I feel, come into this industry and look at that and say, well, that's a big goal because it should take you 6 months to do. When, in hindsight, we're talking before, Cameron hit that rank in the last 2 weeks. It took me 1 week to hit that rank when I wanted to hit it. And I know Josh and Sarah said they hit it pretty quickly as well in a week or two as well. And it really, like, it is honestly I think in my eyes, the biggest component to growing the business, just your own belief. And no one ever in the world ever ran a mile in less than 4 minutes except for the guy, Roger Bannister, right? And then as soon as he'd done it, he gave permission for everybody else to be able to do it because it's been done before. So I'm not sure how many people have hit it since him, but there's been numerous amounts of people that have hit it since he's done it because that belief's there. Someone's done it, so why can't I? And I just really encourage everyone to have the exact same mindset because the goal that I ran for last week was, on paper, it was stupid and very unrealistic. But I had another mentor say to me, well, don't worry about that because I know someone who has done that before. So as soon as she told me that, I said, well, someone else has already done that, then I can definitely do it. And it was a massive jump, but I've done it because, and we definitely pushed for it, but at the same time, it felt at ease a little bit because I just knew the belief was there. I knew it was already going to be done because it's already done. Like in my eyes, I'm really strong in having that core belief that any goal I set for myself, I just really bring it back to myself, self-belief, self-affirmations, and already living in that mindset. I actually took that from you, Warren, at the start of this year, how you said, you used to write out, I'm so happy and grateful, I cycle 1,000 times a week. And then I started writing that out in my book, and then I wrote, I'm so happy and grateful I get paid on 1,000 cycles a week. Yes. I took that from
and I'm touching, glad you learned that lesson, let me tell you.
And I just wanted to touch a little bit on that as well, because that is my number one, is belief, self-belief, and visualization. You're only going to go as far as you think you will. And I've always had that. And, you know, it took me reading a couple books to figure that out for myself. But I've applied that to all my goals, no matter how big or small. As long as you see yourself there and you write it down and that's all you believe on a day in and day out basis, you're going to get there no matter what it is. Whether that be winning a fitness competition that I had in the past or, you know, getting to 2-star in 6 months. Like, it's not like there's no secret other than mindset. As long as your mindset is there for absolutely anything in your life, you can do anything. And that's what I stress the most, that to everyone who asks me, well, like, how did you do that? I don't understand. It's like, just you can do anything as long as you believe that. And a lot of people hold themselves back from their potential because of that fear that it might be too big. It's like unrealistic to them. But from personal experience and helping others, as long as you believe, you can go anywhere as far as you want.
So beautifully, beautifully said. And I know Josh and Sarah, you guys are right into that also. Because Josh, I understand that when you made the decision, you were sitting with, I believe, six consultants. And what ended up happening was in 1 week, you shot from 6 to 11. So I wouldn't mind, how about we talk about, Josh, because creating consultants, all of you clearly, Morgan, 1 week to go from one consultant to 10. I mean, Cameron, you went from 4 to 10. Josh, I know you guys are creating. And now, Josh, you have a belief that everybody knows too. What do you mean by that? And let's have a conversation around once you share that understanding, and again, belief, it's huge, the creating of consultants, because you, all four of you, do it incredibly well.
Yeah, cool. So, for those of you listening to this recording, or for those of you who are on this recording, creating consultants is essentially helping someone bring on two new customers, two people who want something that Isagenix has to offer. And in my head, I know, and deep in my head, that everyone on this planet knows two people, because I've got the belief that Isagenix fits into everyone's lifestyle. It's not for everyone, but everyone can have it in their lifestyle. Everyone in this world either wants to lose weight, wants more energy, wants more mental clarity, wants to age a bit better, or wants some more money. There's not one person in this world that does not fit into one of those five categories. And to have that belief installed in your head, and like we've been talking about, it all comes down to belief. Once you have that belief so far ingrained into your own mind, you have the posture around that to when you're bringing on new people, saying, well, who do you know? Who do you know that needs weight loss? Who do you know that needs more energy, mental clarity, performance, or more money? And when you know in yourself that everyone knows at least two people, because it's compensation plans built on, creating consultants, helping customers bring on two people, which in turn gets you to executive. When you have that ingrained in you, and you have that so far in your mindset that everyone knows two people, it rubs off on the people that you're talking to. It rubs off on your associate. Your new associates really start to understand, oh yeah, of course I know two people. Even if they don't want to have to talk to those two people, they can send you a referral for you to help them get started. So Sarah and I just have that belief so far, so ingrained and so far like written on our skins. We should really have a tattoo saying everyone knows two, like, because that's how much we believe that everyone knows two people that can get started on either one of these amazing systems.
Okay, so hang on a second there. Alex, I'm going to ask you, or John, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. And Alex came in, and I mean, he bought into that. He's one of the guys that I spoke to you when you guys were up on the ski mountain, snow skiing. We had that brief chat. Alex actually enrolled his first two people before he even received his product. So like massive congratulations there.
Awesome.
But this week he's been a little flat. And his people aren't getting to. They're sort of going, well, hang on, I want to try the product first. So how about you mentor and let us listen to you mentor Alex, because he has another 2 weeks before he's on a plane to Asia. Again, he's a dynamic young guy, entrepreneur, and he's now taking 3 months off, and Asia, Thailand, Bali are going to be his playground. You guys might actually meet up with him. I'll introduce you via Facebook, but he has 2 weeks to go executive. First question is, can he do it? Is it possible?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, so mentor him a little bit. Like, what activities, what does he need to do to get it done? Because it's about getting it done.
Yeah, cool. So this is something that Josh and I really, really took on when we created 5 in 1 week. And it was, first of all, just knowing that you can doing it, telling yourself that you can do this. If you have 1 ounce of doubt, it probably isn't going to happen. And just like Cameron said, like visualizing, hitting executive, and really bringing those people on board. But essentially, what we did is we utilized a lot of three-way calls. Okay, so use us, use Morgan and Cameron, use people in Warren's team, use people who you have met through Isagenix, to get them on the phone. And so we can share our stories and we can really dive into their why of why they want this. Because usually people kind of tell you like the surface level stuff. All right. They say, oh, I might want to lose some weight, or yeah, I'll try the products first because I don't really know much about that comp plan and all this kind of stuff. And they don't really have the belief in network marketing. Okay. But if you get them on the phone to someone who is doing it, who is earning the money, who can see further on than you can see just because of what you know, then that is going to have an impact on that person. So Josh and I do three-way calls so much in our team, and we duplicate that in our team so that you don't feel like you don't have to do all the work. And as well, you can leverage our experience. So that would be one thing, utilize three-way calls. And another thing would be use the tools more. So Josh and I always use, you know, like the other New Zealand ANZ tools for about explaining the products, but also podcasts as well. So it is just about instilling belief in the industry and what we are doing. Okay, it's all well and good, you know, calling up someone, telling them about the products, asking them what their why is, what they want to achieve, and then setting reasonable expectations. But I think really diving into why people want this and what is really there for them, because 9 times out of 10, that person will want to get their products paid for. You just need to find it. You need to dive deep. You need to ask the hard questions, and you really need to get real with people and ask them, are you going to be able to, you know, sustain what you want to do, your lifestyle, have a family, whatever it may be, with the income you're on right now? That answer is probably no. And so when you really do get into what they're doing, why they're doing it, and if they have a plan B, like Morgan said before, like they probably won't. So it is about that. And another way to do that is through a calls, like use someone who's got experience to ask those questions.
Another good, really good thing is for people who have had a product transformation or who have, you know, that are sitting on the fence about whether to share or not. Sarah and I always ask the question, what if I hadn't shared this with you?
Oh.
If you've got someone who's had a phenomenal transformation, like when I got asked that question, you know, I'd lost 66 pounds all up, and Adam said to me, hey man, what if I hadn't shared it with you? You know, and I was,
how would you be feeling?
How would you be feeling? I was like, I'd be feeling 66 pounds heavier and probably a whole lot worse. So, you know, having that question asked straight away for people who have had a product experience but aren't sharing is a really good, powerful way to get into people's whys and really, you know, leverage that for them getting to consultant.
And just one more thing as well. So like if you've got someone who's like kind of really keen on the products, and then, you know, you ask them, who else in your life, who could you do this with? Do you have friends who you could do this with? You know, start to build a little community out of it, you know. And then like for me, I really like to tell people that I care about them, because we all care about people. We're in network marketing, right? We all have friends we care about. We all have family we care about. And so I just get really honest with people and say, I really care about you. I want to get your products paid for, because you deserve to get these products for free because they're amazing. And this whole industry is created to help people with money. So why can't we make that happen?
Okay, so hang on a second, because I know Alex, he will speak up. I'm just going to nudge a little bit, but I'm going to speak for him. But Josh, Sarah, Morgan, Cameron, like, what do I do? I've got two so far. Okay. I've enrolled two. I've gone consultant. The goal is to get me to executive. I got 2 weeks to get it done. Just tell me what I'll do. I'll do it. Cause I'll tell you right now, you guys will say hi, Alex, so your face pops up so they can see you.
Hey guys, Josh, Sarah, Morgan, and Cameron. Wonderful to meet you guys. Super inspiring to see some fellow sub 25 and 26 year olds smashing it. So anyways, back to you, Mr. Lance. Yeah.
So this guy wants to get to executive in the next 2 weeks. How would you coach and mentor him? He will do whatever you say. If you tell him he has to stand on his head 2 hours a day, I guarantee you he will. No question about it, he will. So I'm going to be quiet. You guys mentor him, because all of us are listening.
All right, so what I would...
I think Morgan's got that one, because he went from one consultant to 10 consultants in a week. So, Morgan, you got this one, man.
stand down, bro. I got this one. I know Cameron's going to drop some hectic bombs in a second, but I'll just ask you, why do you need to hit it in 2 weeks?
I think a big thing is I'm one of those kind of people that probably very similar to yourself and many of the people on this call. I like to set a goal and visualize and did that. So like, you know, I don't think they have this in Australia, but they have this thing called, you know, student works painting, and they basically take students, uni students, and teach them how to run a franchise. And so I did that, and I made my goal to be the number one, and I did it. And then I did a goal to be number one in Canada and North America, and I did it. And then I still did it. And then I was the first person to do $1 million, and I did it. And then I found out this whole time I could have been building an isogenics business, and I'd still be getting paid, and I wouldn't have to go knock doors when it's, 11 degrees Celsius and raining, and I could have been, surfing in Mexico. But really just to, you know, I'd rather go all in than 50%, because when you go 50%, you never do shit, in my opinion.
Yep. Yeah. So I get that it's really, really important for you to hit that in general, but why in the next 2 weeks? Like, what's going to be the difference in you hitting it in 2 weeks or in 4 weeks?
I think the biggest difference is just going on a trip with the missus, which I can definitely enroll people while I'm traveling. But I would at least like to have some sort of foundation before I'm away till, you know, mid-January, where, you know, I can kind of help and coach my friends and people that I care about. My friend John that's on this call, he was number 3 in the company, and he's a really good friend of mine. Dev, another guy I got on this call, he's a great guy too. But just really trying to help guys grow while things are away so I can take advantage of the time. And it's not just like, and then starting back from square one.
Yeah. So you're traveling between like 2 weeks from now till January. Is that right? Like for a few months you're traveling for?
I get on a plane in 12 days. Yeah.
Yeah. And are you in your Crystal? Are you going to hit Crystal Executive $1,000?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you are. That's not the plan. You are, right? So $1,000 before you go on a holiday, that's incredible as it is, right? But here's what's going to happen. If you don't hit that, like I'm sure you already know how big it's going to be. If you don't hit that, you're getting on that plane, you're traveling for 4 months, you're not thinking 100% Isagenix. I'm going to tell you now, the chance of hitting Crystal Executive while you're traveling, I travel a lot, I know how hard it is to build while traveling.
Yeah.
You're going to have a very small chance.
Yeah.
So that is literally what will get you there. It's the literally burning desire. How I went from 1 to 10 in 1 week was because it was 1 week before celebration. And I knew, I said, I didn't manifest $1,000, didn't manifest Crystal Executive. I manifested walking into that Crystal Reset party, meeting Jim and Kathy Cooper, collecting my trophy, and being recognized as one of the most prestigious ranks, as one of the youngest in the entire company. That was what it meant for me. So that's why I did it in a week. And that's really what you need to tap into, that best and worst case scenario. If you don't hit it in 2 weeks, then you're going to miss out on your Crystal Executive because the chances of doing it while you're traveling are much slimmer. $1,000, and Crystal Executive is the most prestigious rank in the entire company. You can go a millionaire as a consultant still, but you can't, you know, Crystal Executive, it's everything. Yeah. It's bigger than the millionaire status. So that was what I said. But Cameron's got some bombs.
My personality color is like red, and I'm super red. And this is exactly what I did to hit it. So 3 words, map it out. And that's what I did. So I have an entire notebook of just going from number 1 to 500 and onwards of just names. This is my master list notebook. Anytime I ever got into conversation with somebody or somebody reached out to me, I wrote it down. Again and again, and then whenever I followed up with them, I would highlight it. Another thing I would do in this book is map out Crystal Executive, like the roadmap to exec, over and over and over again. Like every couple of pages, I mapped out to refresh it, to add to it. So like it gave me a visual, and it means so, like everything is in this book, from what it would mean to hit director to what it would mean to hit executive, and literally just step by step. And as long as I saw this, I knew straight down that's what I'm doing. So it's really great to get a visual and write it down, because then you actually have the physical in front of you. And I was on the phone back when I was manager in June with Jen Jeffries. I said, I want to hit exec, what do I do? She said, talk to 500 people. And at first that was insane. I'm like, well, 500, that's a lot of people. How am I going to talk to 500 people? But she's just like, you can do it, just do it. And that's what I did. And I started at 1, and I started naming every single person that I reached out to, every single person that reached out to me. And that made all the difference. And when you see it, there's just so much more appreciation whenever you get to the very end. Like Indira said, I did it. And my biggest thing is I hit it in a week because I wanted to be exec before celebration this past August. And I went from 4 to 10 consultants in that week. I visualized me walking down the aisle of celebration, waving my exec lanyard, like just celebrating. And it's unbelievable because seeing that gave me the action to go towards it. And I actually was walking down the aisle, waving my exec lanyard, and it felt incredible. So, you know, yeah, like you can hit it. And once you hit it, it's just that relief, like that, what am I going to say? Like, it just feels relief. Like, it just feels so great that you hit that goal that took you, like, that extra mile that you had to run to hit it. Because it's not easy. But if you are consistent and you put in the effort and you write it down, you're going to hit it.
Now, Cameron, you have another saying that you're really big on, and this will help Alec. You like to say, sacrifice the happy hour for the power hour. What the heck is that, girl?
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone on this call loves to party. Everyone our age loves to have a good time, go out with their friends, you know, go to happy hour, right? So to hit certain goals, you're going to need to make sacrifices. And I think a big thing with people who want to have a big life don't realize that it actually takes a lot of work behind the scenes. And what I initially did is I started taking myself out of those situations where all my friends are going out and having a good time, happy hour. And instead, I replaced that with an hour of like a super hour where I was working on myself, shooting out messages, following up, doing things that were, you know, income-producing activities, especially with Isagenics, and also working on myself at the same time. And just taking that hour and doing that every single day has got me to where I am. And, you know, trust me, in the long run, like, a bottle of champagne is going to mean so much more than a $4 vodka soda out with your friends on a Saturday afternoon.
Whoa.
Love it. Okay, go ahead, Alec. You can fire away. Ask some more questions because it's about getting you to executive. And through them coaching you right, four of you, all of us are going to learn too. So dig deeper, buddy. If you're good and you already know what's done in 2 weeks, great. If you have some other questions asked, now's the time to ask it.
Oh, I have lots of questions. And I think what I would really like to touch on with you guys especially is that, you know, we're all in the same situation. You know, we all have friends that are broke and are like, you know, high energy people. So my question is this, because, you know, it's a whole different dynamic, you know, when you're reaching out to your parents and the older generations and that kind of thing. Like, you know, I was talking to my friend John, who's on this call, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm 21. My buddies are broke college students. You know, most of us didn't run a franchise and make, you know, 50, 100 grand or whatever in a summer. So, you know, not as much the belief side, but if you guys had any feedback on, you know, tactics, like, you know, how did you reach out to 500 people? What do you typically say when you reach out to someone for the first time? Or like, you know, say Morgan, like when you, you know, went from 1 to 10, you know, how many of those people were just kind of like fresh contacts, and how many of those people were, say, you know, people you talked to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times? But just like really kind of breaking it down, like you said, Cameron, into kind of more of a science where you're just like, you know, hey, how are you? You know, kind of like a sales objection. You know, I understand how you feel. I felt the same way, and this is what we found. But just kind of like your guys' system that has allowed you to be so successful.
I think, Alex, the one thing that you've really got to understand about creating consultants is that you need the people, the enrollments to do it. So you can't expect to create 10 consultants, have been 10 people personally enrolled. No. So really important to have the numbers of people that are already there eating the products, already enrolled. And I get 2 weeks, right? I get that. So it's all about leveraging your time. You have to use your time wisely because you've got 2 weeks. So do you work full time or part time?
No, I'm my painters are doing most of the work. So I'm mostly just studying, among other things. So I have lots
of time. Perfect. Okay, perfect. So for you, it's going to be important to leverage your time. So it's going to be about organizing, say, a call like this, where you have a couple of people sharing product experiences, income experiences, so you can invite, say, 20, 30, 40 people onto a call and leveraging the hour sharing for 40, you know, to 40 people instead of having those one-on-one conversations. But I understand you have to have the relationship to invite onto the call. So if you just go through your warm market, make a list of all the people you invite to your wedding, all the people you invite to your birthday party, the people who you could literally ring up and be like, hey, I'm doing, you know, I'm running a little webinar to show you guys what I'm up to. I'm really excited about it. It's changed my life, you know, whatever you want to say. And then them jumping on and them listening. And then once you've actually done the first exposure, okay, it's so important to be organized and know who you're following up and how many times you've followed up, because the average person isn't going to sign up, you know, before what is it, 7 to 11 times exposures or something like that. So I think if you do create the excitement on the call and get some key people who have had some amazing health results, some people who are earning some money through this, like Josh and I will be happy to jump on a call for you. Sweet. Okay. And it is all about leveraging your time. Like that's really important. 2 weeks isn't a long time.
No.
Does that help?
And one other thing that we can quite a little bit touch on is when you're dealing with so many people, the most common objections come up, which are usually money.
Yeah.
So one little thing that we've come across that really helps with the money objection is really digging into why people want to get started. Because as a practical example, I was a helicopter pilot student when I started Isagenics. Our pack over here, the premium pack was $711.85. And I had $61 in my bank account or something when I got started. So it wasn't the fact that I could get started, I didn't want to, is that I literally didn't have the money to get started. But I was painted this picture of this Ferrari that was going to help me get to my health results, right? And all it was going to cost me was $711.85. So what did I do? The first person I called was grandma. And I called her up and I told her and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. This is why I want to do it. And because the picture was painted so vividly for me of, not, you know, yes, the health results and a little bit about, you know, I could get my money back if it was, you know, it was a 30-day money back guarantee and I could get my product paid for and all that kind of stuff. I made it happen. But it was only because the person who enrolled me got so far into why I wanted to get started and why what it was going to allow me to do and how I was going to feel when I'd lost the 30 kgs or 66 pounds that I was willing to do that. So really digging, although it seems like an extra bit of time, to, you know, have to go deep into people's whys and deep into why people want to do this and why they want to get started, it's so much more worth it on the other side.
You know? And people will stick around longer as well. Like it is really important to getting to an executive, but we're looking long term here. Like we want stability in our business. We're about reorders. We're about auto ships. We're about helping people stay in these products for the rest of their lives.
Totally.
Okay. And so it is really important. And Josh and I can't stress that enough. Like we dig deep into why people want this, both for the income and the health reasons. So it is about, you know, doing calls like this, sharing what we've got. And then it's about having the one-on-one conversations with people and really, you know, really just freaking asking the hard questions. And when you ask a hard question, then you get a pretty honest answer.
Okay. Now, can I interject?
And this? One more thing.
Okay, go ahead, Morgan. Because I want you guys to come back to how do you overcome the fact that you're talking to someone and I just don't have the money. I don't have the $600 for the value pack, or I do not have the $300 for the 30-day program. I mean, I'm a starving student. So I want to hear some ways that you guys also articulate that, please.
Yeah, sure, Wazza. So first of all, I asked them what they eat. So what do they have for breakfast? What do they have for lunch? What do they have for dinner? And then I break it down and ask them, well, how much does that cost you? So they'll say how much it costs them for the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner, the snacks, the drinking. Ask them how much they spend on drinking, going out with their friends, all this kind of stuff. So then you have a roundabout figure of how much they're spending a week to get the results that they're currently getting. So say you're spending $100 a week to feel like really, really bad, no energy, wake up, you know, having 8 hours sleep, wanting to go back to bed for 10 hours. All this kinds of stuff. So you're really painting a picture of what they're spending to get the results that they're getting now. And then you'll know how much the packs are. And then you can tailor a pack and like the amount of the pack to suit what they're currently spending, if not maybe a little bit more. And then you can say, okay, well, what if I could tell you I could help you lose the 10 pounds. I can help you get all of your energy back. I can help you get out of bed in the morning. I can help you start training again for only another $20 a week. How does that sound? Does that sound like something you want to do? So it is really about breaking it down, and you have to know what they're spending. You have to know what they're eating. Mm-hmm. You have to know what their picture already looks like so that you have the opportunity to change it and to help them see value in what they're buying. Because if they don't have value in what they're going to buy and what they're going to spend their money on, you know, then they're not going to get it. They're not going to want it. So I hope that helps.
Mm-hmm.
I agree 100%. So like definitely get down to their why, and then breaking down the price is like the two main things. But if somebody is still like, who even somebody reached out to me really wanting a change, and then they, you know, they tell me their why, but then after the I break down the price and it's even less than what they're already spending and they still object, I remind them why they want to do it. But also, like, I'm sure everybody in college right now, or anybody our age on this call that are just is still in that mindset. When I was in college, I was going out 4 or 5 days a week. That's like $43 in drinks right there. I was buying a new outfit every week to go out. I'm buying pointless amounts of makeup to go out, to have fun, do this, that, whatever with my friends. And all those things add up. It's just that they're choosing not to sacrifice that for something that is like that they want that bad, which doesn't make any sense, right? But when you remind them and kind of give them that dig, well, like, how many times you're going out and spending money on this A, B, and C when this means the most to you and you want to lose weight, and that's not, or gain energy, or whatever the case may be, even starting the business, like, it takes sacrifice. It's not like, oh yeah, I have an extra $500 to drop, but like, if you're willing to give up partying 4 or 5 days a week and instead contribute that to building a business, if you're okay with not buying a new outfit every other day, or like as soon as you get your paycheck blowing it that weekend, then you can afford it. Anybody can. I think it's like a story built up around a lot of people's heads. And I actually had this realization. I was at a Landmark event with Morgan, and I wanted to build my leadership skills, right? The main speaker came up to me and he was like, you want to be a leader, right? And I said, yeah. He's like, so enroll in this course. And I said, I don't want to. And like, we got back and forth. Like, he was like, well, why don't you want to? And I said, because I can't afford it. But that wasn't the case at all. Like, I could totally afford it. I was just choosing not to.
Computer's about to die.
But it all just comes down to, how bad do you really want it? How bad do you want to have an extra $1,000 a month? How bad do you want to lose that 10 pounds and feel incredible and look great on the beach? Like, I was never able to finish college, and that was my biggest motivator. Like, I couldn't afford to finish college, and I have one semester that my student loan wouldn't cover. I now am making more than my friend that did graduate, and that means so much to me, because I took that extra time that I was putting in other places, and I just contributed to building a business, and now, like, I'm reaping all the benefits.
And I think,
Morgan, just 2 seconds, let that land. Okay. Cameron didn't finish university because she couldn't afford it. In 6 months, she's created an income stream generating around $5,000 a month. Did it take sacrifices? Heck yes. But you hear her determination. You hear her passion. How many of you right now are still going to school, or maybe you finished school and you have this massive student loan? What would an extra $5,000 a month mean? I mean, $5,000 a month, if you get into action, no different than Morgan has, because the beginning of the year, he said he was cycling 1 to 5 times. That's like $60 a week to $300 a week. Now he's pushing $20,000 a month. Hello, no problem paying for school. Okay, this is a choice, guys, but you have to be able to pay the price. Okay, back to you, Morgan.
All I was going to say is, with the price, so just having their why, and it's probably a cruel way to look at it, but people need a little bit of tough love sometimes. But imagine if you're going to a dentist and you had a sore tooth, and the dentist says to you, yeah, you're going to need that tooth to come out. It's going to cost you $600. And at the time, you're thinking, oh, well, I kind of want to change it, but it's all right, it's all right. And then the dentist grabs it and starts to twist it and wheel it around and make it hurt so much more for you. How much more willing are you to want to spend that $600 and just have that pain end? Because you know that tooth will come out, and the pain's going to go away. It's the exact same thing. Everybody wants this lavish lifestyle. Everyone wants to lose 10 kilos, have energy, whatever, but they never know why they want to do it. And even same thing goes, I'll have people throw their credit card at me and be like, Mo, just give me a pack. And I'll tell them no until you tell me why. There's been some people I haven't enrolled because I know they'll just get a pack and probably send it back because they'll have one sip of the shake. It doesn't taste like Nutella. And then it's not good enough for them, they'll send it back. if you really know why you're doing it and why you want the results, then you'll pay anything to have it. And another stigma, a lot of people in America probably think that the premium pack of about $600 is a lot for them to spend. That's the mindset some people have, where I think I've enrolled one pace setter pack in America, but the rest have been premium packs because I draw out for them how their life's going to be. And one of my friends who live up in Denver, he had to really stretch his budget to make it happen, but I drew him out perfectly exactly what's going to happen to his life if he continues down this path and what's going to happen if he creates a new vision with Isagenix. And now he can't thank me enough. And I said to him, I said, would you have paid $5,000 for what you have now? And he said, yes.
Totally.
So it's not the money. Money is logic. Emotion is everything.
Everything.
Just in context, premium pack is the value pack in Australia. So when he's talking premium pack, it's the value pack, the $600 pack, just to make you guys aware.
Yeah, that's it. So, I don't really know much.
Hey, guys, we're coming up close to the top of the hour. Any last sort of questions, Alex, that you want to pull from these four before we sort of thank them for their time?
Well, first off, I'll thank you for your time. You guys are phenomenal. And maybe I will see you guys doing some deep sea diving in Bali or something. But
we're moving to Bali next year.
Beautiful. I love scuba diving. Yeah. But I guess a question that I have, and I know that, you know, I got a couple friends and stuff on the call, and they got some friends with them. But, you know, what is if I could hear from, you know, maybe one thing from each, you know, you, Morgan and Cameron, and you, Sarah and Josh, that you think you do really well when it comes to making that first contact with someone about Isagenix. You know, kind of like, you know, like I reached out to a buddy, we've been friends for years, but we kind of dropped off and he's like, oh, you know, I'm not totally sure. So, you know, what is something you guys do really well in terms of, you know, actually reaching out for the first time, having that first conversation about Isagenix? You know, do you just go through your phone and start dialing away? Do you Facebook message someone? You know, I would just like to hear your guys' strategies for how you guys take care of that.
Yeah, it is, Alex. So I absolutely love Facebook to reconnect with people. The only use that I use Facebook for is to get someone on the phone. So I don't ever tell anyone about Isagenix over Messenger. I did in the beginning, but I don't now. I love getting on the phone and I love reconnecting with people. And what I do when I get on the phone with someone, I never just blurt out what I'm doing. Okay. I always ask the other person. I make the whole phone call about them and then they're going to ask you what you do. Like it's just how communication works. And then, you know, you'll say a little bit, but then you really start asking them questions about their life and what they're doing and if they're really enjoying it. And then you start to find some pain points, because the whole point of you connecting with someone and having a conversation is to find out what they need, because we have the solutions for everything, but you need to find out what they need before you can offer them a solution. So it is all about, first of all, making the reconnection through Facebook Messenger to get them on the phone, or, you know, going to someone's Facebook profile or Instagram or however you want to do it, and really, you know, pour some love into that person and show someone that you actually care, because we are in the relationship business. We're in the people business. It's really important to do that. And then, you know, getting on the phone with them, finding out a time that suits them to catch up. And then that's what you're doing on the phone. You're catching up. You're finding out about their life. And you're finding out what their pain points are and what they really want. And then you can be like, well, are you open to hearing about something that really helped me? And then they'll say yes. And then happy days. Then you share your 30-second story. Really easy.
Awesome. I think the one bit of advice that I can give you around that is, and especially bring up Isagenix for the first time, and it was actually the famous Michael Klaus that gave you this information. He zoomed into an exclusive training. He said, lots of people try present before they find the problem.
Mm.
They present before the problem. You need to find the problem before you present. Now, that struck home with me like that. I was like, holy heck, I've been doing network marketing the wrong way. Like, I need to go the other way. You know, I need to find the pain point, like Sarah said. I need to find the problem and then present a solution. Because you don't go to your dentist, following on from Morgan's analogy, and you don't go to the dentist and and they give you the solution before they've opened your mouth and had a look at what's actually going on, you know. And it's the same with network marketing. You've got to find, you know, your dentist will always find the problem before he gives you the solution. Same with Isagenix, same with network marketing. So if I'm ever talking to someone about Isagenix, I always know what they're dealing with in life and what they and I always know in my head that they know two people, and I always know in my head that Isagenix can fix the pain point that they have, and that way that's how I connect and bring up Isagenix with people.
And when you are on the phone, like, it's really important just to be yourself, you know, just have a yarn with your friend and catch up, and it will always come up because people will always tell you what's going on for them.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like Alan Hilsinger. Alan Hilsinger done an amazing segment on it once. Just go out and catch up with, or on the phone call, with as many people as you can, and don't think about Isagenix, don't talk about Isagenix. Even if you think Isagenix can come up, don't talk about it. So you might be in conversation with somebody like, how have you been, blah, 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 and they might just be dropping bombs like, oh, I'm packed on a lot of weight lately, I really feel like crap, blah, 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 and just bite your tongue and just continue the conversation with them and get into their, more about their problem. And then he said just to leave it, go away, and within 24 to 48 hours, get back on the phone with them or message them and just be like, hey, like when we were speaking the other day, I really appreciate you for opening up and telling me about your weight and everything. You know, I haven't been able to get you out of my mind since we've been speaking about it the other day. I think I may have something to help you with your weight, what you were telling me about. We should be open to have a look at it. And literally, like, you know, it really takes away the... You weren't trying to catch up with them just to sell something to them or present something to them. You just wanted to catch up with them, and they told you about a problem, and you're being a really good friend by following up with them and just let them know, like, hey, may or may not be for you, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about you after. I've just really got to show you this because I think it could really help.
And then I have a really great example of that. So what I like to do is I'll go on my Facebook feed and I'll see, like, see somebody post something. So a good example of this was, I had a friend who posted about the movie Miss Doubtfire. So I was just like, that's a great conversation. So I clicked on his name and I went to Messenger and we started talking about Miss Doubtfire, good movies on Netflix, and then how have you been? What have you been up to? And my number one advice is be interested, not interesting. So when you're in a conversation with this person talking about something completely random like Miss Doubtfire, and then you go into that conversation with how have you been, I tend to just ask question after question after question and get them talking. Because eventually, no matter what, you know, oh yeah, so like this has been going on and, you know, life has been real hard for me and I just really want to have more freedom and I'm just like at a dead end job. I just can't deal with it anymore. And that's when I go in and I'm like, I would love to show you what I do. If I sent you a short video, would you be open to watching it? And usually 9 out of 10 times they're like, yes. And that's when I send the Start Your Life, the new Start Your Life video that came out at Celebration. I send that. And, you know, if they give me feedback like, oh my God, I want to do that, that's great. If not, I still just keep a conversation going. I don't just end it straight out there. If they're like, oh no, I don't want to do that, I'm like, great. You know, it may or may not be for you. It's not for everybody, but it was an absolute blessing for me. And maybe it can help you too if you're open to learning.
And asking for referrals, it's not for them. Totally cool. But I'm just really looking to help as many people as I can. Do you know anyone around you that might want to lose some weight, have more energy, sleep better, have less stress, or even add an extra income? And a lot of the time when you say those things, they feel like they're going to miss out, one, or they'll feel, oh, hang on, yeah, I need energy. So when you label the things that Isagenix will help you with, if someone said to me in the beginning, hey, try this protein shake, I would have said no. But Rhys said to me, I've been having so much more energy.
Yeah, and people don't go on Facebook to be sold to. So that's another thing. Like, I create a lot of curiosity. Creating curiosity is huge because I'll just post, and then all, you know, randomly I'll get people being like, what have you been up to? And right there, great conversation starter. And yeah, so like I absolutely don't like when people come to me from other, like, standpoint and be like, try my product. It's this and that, whatever. And instead of actually connecting with me, because like, it's not genuine. And going back to before, like people don't buy things off that logic, it's out of emotion. So they want to know what's in it for them and why they need it. Not, oh, here's this. It's the great, the best thing ever. Well, why is it the best thing ever for me? Yeah.
Wow. Let me tell you, I've taken pages of notes, guys. Absolutely invaluable, regardless of the age. And I just want to say thank you so much to Sarah, Josh, Cameron, Morgan. And I do want to say that if anyone wants to get a copy of this call, there's three ways in which you can do it. You can go to Podomatic, and you can actually download Podomatic Player. Go to the App Store, download Podomatic Player, and then follow the Take Action team. And when these recordings come out, you'll automatically get them on your smartphone. Two, you can go to Facebook and follow or join the Take Action team group. And Katie posts these the links for both Podomatic and the Zoom call there, so you can watch the video. And then the third way is just takeactionteam.com on the web, and you can access the videos there as well. So just sort of recapping, what I'm sort of taking away from this is obviously it's a belief, and it's how we communicate. But when we're starting out with a new person, it's all about their list. I heard it from all four of you. I mean, Cameron, I can't believe you made a list of 500 names. Oh my goodness. I mean, most times people are scared when you say make a list of 100, but guys, hey, if this pretty little blonde can make a list of 500 names, Alex, why can't you? Corey, why can't you? Steven, why can't you? I mean, Tegan, why can't you? I mean, John, why can't we, all right? I mean, if she can do 500 names, so can we, okay? It's about reconnecting, not just enrolling them right off the bat. It's also about discovering the problem first and then offering the solution. It's also allowing maybe some time, 24 hours, to re-follow up and say, hey, Alec, I was thinking about, you know, when you said blah, 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 have you ever thought of this? Okay, so it's the follow-up and showing you care. It's leveraging the three-way call. All four of them do it all the time, and you guys heard, they're prepared to step up. It's also about leveraging your time. Okay, it is about leveraging your time. When Lynn Hagedorn came in, and we basically got her to $1 million a year in 9 months, 3 weeks, it was leveraging. I was doing three conference calls a week. There was 20 to 40 people on there, and it was like boom, boom, boom. About the ownership, about the company, about the products, and really about the opportunity, timing, what's going on. So it's about leveraging Zoom calls. It's about doing launch parties where you're bringing people together and you're sharing what's happening, right? And then here's the gold, in my opinion. It was all gold, but I mean, this one really hits me, is everyone knows too. Alec, I know you know two people, and guess what? You went consultant. Dev, you're next, buddy. John, you're next. I mean, all of you on the line. Tegan, whoever hasn't got your two yet, we know you know too. It's just a matter of let's start digging and reach out to them together. So, guys, I'm just absolutely blown away. One of the best Take Action team calls I think we've done in years, and I got to thank you so much. I'm going to thank Alec and John, because it's because of you that these four people are here. And again, final word. Josh, go. No, actually, ladies first. Ladies first. Ladies first. You go, Sarah. You're up. Final word.
Oh, final words. Just never give up. If you never give up, you'll succeed. You just never, ever give up in this business, in this industry. You will not fail if you give up.
And my final words is...
Ladies first. Josh. Ladies first. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Foofy hair, but ladies first. Cameron, final word for you, girl.
2 points. Feel the fear and do it anyway, and you can do anything.
Nice. Okay, Morgan.
Visualize what you want and just believe in yourself and just take massive, massive action to get there.
Josh.
Perfect. And it's all worth it. It's all so worth it. You know, at the other end of this, it is absolutely worth it. And when you know the power of residual income, you'll absolutely walk through a brick wall to get it.
The grass is greener on the other side.
So, Josh, just one last thing, because I know we're done, but just lifestyle real quickly, because this is all about lifestyle for you. You're saying it's so worth it. What do you mean? Paint a picture in a minute or less.
Just an example, guys. Like, Sarah and I live a lifestyle now that we could not have done in our corporate jobs. You know, me being a helicopter pilot, Sarah being a designer, you know, we couldn't do it. We couldn't live the life. We couldn't earn the income, and we couldn't live the lifestyle and have the time freedom we do. Last week, we went skiing with Sarah's family up the mountain for 5 days, and the only call we took was from Warren, because you answer every phone call that comes from Warren. And that was the only phone call we had to take, because that's what residual income does for you. You can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, whether you get out of bed or not, you're going to get paid. So it's all worth
it. And it's fun.
Truth. Every day is fun.
It is. We're living a blessed life, and the best part is, guys, what we do makes a difference. What we do changes the quality of other people's lives. That's why Arlene and I, being a seven-figure money earners, we still travel the globe helping people, trying to make a difference, because it's the most rewarding thing. And as Sarah just said, we have a ton of fun. And you know what, Morgan and Cameron, we may just hop on a plane and find you guys down in Mexico. Why? Because we can. With that, everyone, have an absolute blessed week. I can't wait to do this again. And I think we will, because, oh my goodness, talk about dynamics. And we might just hone on one thing: creating consultants. The rest will happen from there. But good night, everyone. Love you. Ton of fun. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Boom.